At issue is how to regulate what many say is a needed increase in large animal farms. These farms sometimes bring complaints about manure, odor, and possible water pollution from manure runoff. The problem is the state needs larger dairy farms if, for example, the cheese industry is to survive. But neighbors don't always like to live next to big farms. Since July, the 21-member Livestock Facilities Siting Advisory Committee has been working on a plan that reduces hurdles for farm expansions, for example, over 400 cows. Senator Dale Schultz is co-author of the follow-up legislation.
I would say that the whole intent of this legislation is to speed up the process, make it less legal and cumbersome, make it more predictable, and make the outcomes more based on sound science and best management practices rather than emotion.
Right now, local zoning officials decide if a large farm proposal gets the go-ahead. Under the proposed legislation, if it's turned down locally or approved and neighbors complain, the losing side could take the plan to a state siting review board. It would have 5 members, including a representative from towns, counties, environmental interests, farmers, and one other member appointed by the Secretary of Ag. The state board could overturn a local decision, a notion that irks Andrew Hansen, attorney for the Midwest Environmental Advocates. He says the review board members have similar backgrounds as local decision makers.
If we're going to end up second-guessing local government decisions, let's have some folks with some real scientific expertise and some resources be able to do that. The way the siting review board is set up right now, it doesn't make a lot of sense to give these folks more authority and assume that they know more about local conditions than the local people do. It's kind of an insult.
And Attorney Hansen says right now he can go to court with a zoning complaint. Under the proposal, complaints would go first to the siting review board and could only come from neighbors who live within 2 miles of an expansion. Senator Schultz says the legislation may be fine-tuned after the hearing, but he says it needs to move forward since the state's economy depends on agriculture, which contributes $40 billion a year. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.